It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The former Sanford Health CEO left the system with a $49 million golden parachute. Lawmakers say the new surprise billing dispute resolution rule isn't what they intended, and the partisan divide about vaccines may be growing beyond COVID. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Thursday, November 18th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where I get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. Last winter, South Dakota was in the midst of a terrible COVID surge. The state had the worst infection rate per capita in the world, and its hospitals were overwhelmed. The CEO of Sioux Falls-based Sanford Health, Kelby Cravenhoft, sent an email to staff saying he didn't need to wear a mask because he had already recovered from COVID and was therefore immune. Shortly afterwards, Cravenhoft left Sanford, and the system's proposed merger with Intermountain Healthcare fell apart. Turns out he left with a $49 million golden parachute. This includes salary, incentive-based pay, severance, and retirement plan payouts. Sanford, a 46-hospital nonprofit system, brings in about $5 billion in revenue a year. In response to the headlines about Cravenhoft's payout, the system said the majority of the compensation paid to Mr. Cravenhoft upon his departure was contractually obligated as part of retirement plans over his 24-year tenure. These headlines reignite the debate over just how much nonprofit health systems should be paying their executives. Running a large health system that brings in billions of dollars is certainly a difficult job. Many systems argue they need to offer these salaries to attract top talent. But the optics may not be good for large nonprofit hospital systems under pressure to reduce costs. But getting beyond the number, an important question is whether high executive salaries are tied to patient value rather than growth and market share. A growing share of physicians' pay is being tied to quality of care and healthcare outcomes. Why should executives be any different, especially for large nonprofit health systems that enjoy tax benefits? With less than 2 months until the new ban on surprise billing is set to go into effect, lawmakers say the part of the law focused on resolving payment disputes between providers and health insurers is not what they intended. The No Surprises Act bans surprise billing and takes patients out of the middle of provider-insurer disputes. The Department of Health and Human Services' interim final rule lays out an independent dispute resolution process. It says that arbitrators are to assume that the median in-network rate for the service performed is the right rate. They can also consider other factors like the complexity of the care, the physician's training, the quality of the outcome, and the market share of providers and insurers. But as 152 lawmakers, both Republicans and Democrats, wrote in a recent letter to Biden administration officials, the current rule establishes a, quote, de facto benchmark rate, unquote. That is not what lawmakers intended when they wrote the law. The legislators, many of whom are physicians, say this rule gives insurers too much power and could result in payers setting artificially low rates to further push down the median in-network rate. Earlier this month, the Texas Medical Association took the issue to court. This week, the Association of Air Medical Services, the trade group representing air ambulance providers, also filed a similar lawsuit. Lawmakers want the rule to be revised to say that the median in-network rate is just one factor for arbitrators to consider rather than giving it more weight. An appellate court in Cincinnati, Ohio, will handle the more than 30 lawsuits challenging President Biden's COVID vaccine requirement for employers. Starting January 4th, most workers of companies with at least 100 employees must be vaccinated or undergo weekly testing. In a separate rule, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is requiring healthcare facilities to enforce the vaccine mandate also by January 4th among healthcare workers or risk participation in Medicare and Medicaid programs. Shortly after the mandates were announced, the lawsuits started pouring in from both large companies as well as attorneys general of several Republican-led states. They claim that the employer mandate issued as a workplace safety rule is government overreach. A federal court sided with the plaintiffs and temporarily blocked the order while cases are heard. Even though the Ohio court was picked to hear the cases, it's very likely the issue will end up before the Supreme Court. Arguments around vaccine mandates are spreading beyond just COVID-19. Republican lawmakers or governors in Idaho, Tennessee, and Montana are pushing for or have signed laws that ban vaccine mandates, and not just those specific to COVID. In recent years, there have been some increasing outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases, like measles. What's scary is that the American public's view on vaccinations seems to be changing, and really fast. According to recent polls by Axios and Ipsos and the Kaiser Family Foundation, there's a growing partisan divide among Americans about getting flu shots, an immunization that's been around for decades. Democrats are now about 20% more likely to get flu shots than Republicans, and the spread is new. A poll by the Associated Press and NORC Center for Public Affairs Research in February 2020 found the gap back then was just 4%. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, shares of Biogen are down after a raft of bad news for the company. The European Union's drug regulator indicated it's unlikely to approve the company's Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm, and the company's top scientist announced he's retiring at the end of the year. Shares of Biogen were trading down by almost 7% this week. The company's stock is down 38% since the Aduhelm approval in June. The overall healthcare sector was down 0.16% on Wednesday. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.